The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I've turned into that person that I never thought I would be. I don't know what my grandmother would say. I'll explain everything after we say good morning. It's Friday. We made it. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Our dog got seriously injured, and we are going to pay for his surgery to be fixed.
Oh, that's kind.
Our boy's gimp, dude.
Yeah, man. He tore his ACL.
His kneecap out. I mean, the one good thing is I've already taken him to the vet. He's not in pain. He's on medication. Yeah, he's good. He's just a three-legged dog now.
It's like, you guys say torn ACL. It's like football season about to start. I was like, was he at training camp?
What? No, he thought he was. So the babysitter let him out the house.
Oh.
And he got out and he took off running, and the vet said it was probably he made a short, like a real quick
that
cut.
That happened. Yeah.
He blew his ACL, blew his kneecap, and now my boy is three-legged.
Damn, dude.
And so now we have to sign up for one of those credit cards.
Oh.
Dude, you don't even understand. To do a dog's knee is crazy.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to take me a couple of years to pay it off.
Yeah, but it's interest-free. The card is interest-free for 2 years.
I don't think my knee surgery costs that much.
I don't have any kind of problems with my dog. Well, my younger brother, on the other hand, tore his ACL. So that was a big thing.
But you have to pay for it. No,
my dog is fine. Yeah.
You and Metro just sitting at the house chilling.
This morning I wake up and I'm thinking, you know, they're going to be chill because, you know, Rose hurt and everything.
Yeah.
There's a dead crow in the backyard.
They brought us a dead crow to the...
Dude, you guys' dogs do a lot.
They're a lot, period. A lot of hair, a lot to handle.
Well, it's Friday, so let's get a lot of national days going. Anthony A., where we at?
We'll kick it off with National Potato Day.
Hey. My favorite food.
Automatic likes potatoes with fries
and papas. I like potatoes with potatoes.
I can eat potatoes on potatoes wrapped in potatoes, bro. I don't care. Same, bro. All right, we also got National Aviation Day. All right,
shout out to Aviation.
Yep, Wright Brothers. Hello.
Yeah, I don't want to be on a wagon.
Oh, can we shout out all the flight attendants too? I just want to do that.
God, they have to put up with so much.
Why do you do? Because we're traveling.
Well, just because they do put up with a lot, bro. You're adult babysitters in a plane. That's
automatic.
Weird.
Is the guy that's a lot.
Yeah,
I'm not a lot. I don't even talk to anybody.
You
I put
have
my headphones
to sit
on
in a certain space, and if somebody's
well,
in the
I
way,
buy a ticket so I can get that seat.
You're smug in that plane. All right, it's National Bow Day. We'll wrap it up on National Soft Ice Cream Day.
I got a serious
question for you guys about soft ice cream. I take this very serious. Okay, McDonald's soft serve versus Dairy Queen soft serve.
Oh.
Mm.
We should
Which
take
is
a
greater?
Poll online. I don't know.
I'm going to go Dairy Queen.
Okay, automatic.
But it's a very, you know, it's a close race.
I'm going to give it to McDonald's for the price point and because of the cone.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pull up to both and I'll let you know after I eat it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Here comes one of our favorite people on earth, John Polar Bear Gonzalez. And here we are telling him about our dog's busted knee.
Oh, yeah. I'm great. I'm amazing.
Haven't seen you in almost 2 years.
It's been a while.
It's been a minute.
It was December of 2020.
Yeah, but you out here doing your thing, bigger, larger than life. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
How does it feel? Because I know there was a moment. I follow you on TikTok and Instagram, and I remember you writing something. You were a little disappointed because you had all these plans, and things kind of stopped for a second.
Uh-huh.
How does it feel now? You're killing it, man.
It's amazing, especially like going back to shows. I think I know what you were talking about. There were shows during the pandemic that got canceled,
and it
wasn't because of the pandemic. It was because I didn't sell enough tickets.
I love that you're honest. See, that's what I'm saying, right? Everybody, there's highs and lows. So that's why I wanted to talk about this.
Yeah, and I always try and be transparent with everybody because I want people to know on this journey that there are going to be times that you fail. And I want to share the failures because I want people to know, like, this is completely normal. It's fine. You're going to go through it. Be real. Be transparent. Don't share only your victories.
Yes.
Share everything. That way, like, when I do go back, like, I mean, we were doing Zanies in Nashville in 2021, and it got canceled because ticket sales weren't enough.
Yeah.
And we went back there last month, and we had, like, over 100 tickets sold.
Killed it.
Hello. And it's amazing, you know? Like, and I still... I'm always in competition with myself. And like, me and my manager are really good at like putting the numbers down.
Yeah.
And I'll always go back and be like, okay, what did you make here? Okay, well, now we got to, even if it's one ticket over, there's progress. So, I mean, when we did Tempe Improv last time, when I came on here, we had like, I think it was 116 tickets. And last night.
That's a lot, dude. That's a lot. That's a lot.
Yeah. And last night we got closer to 300 tickets.
That's even more.
Like, that's like ridiculous. So like it's.
Got that house payment in the bag.
Right. Yeah. For real though. For real.
You know, interestingly enough too, obviously you're started off on TikTok. Everything's blown up now nationally on a stand-up circuit. Anthony said, Dana, you should see this guy. After the show, he talks to everybody.
Yes.
He talks to everybody. But that's part of the journey, and that's part of thanking them for being a part of your life and allowing you to do what you do.
Yes. And I love it. I love talking to him. And, like, there was a lot of people last night. So being with, like, TikTok stuff, you have kids who can't make it out to shows, right?
Oh, I know.
And it sucks because, like, they're the ones who put me on to their parents. And their parents only, like, they only know about me because of their son. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so, like, I had a few of those. And I'll always, if they tell me at a show, I'll grab their phone and I'll do a custom video for their son. I'm like, hey, like, yay, what's going on? Sorry you couldn't make it. It's probably for the best because I am a little whatever on stage.
Little
like,
raunchy, yeah, little
you
know,
you don't want to know about these things. Like,
no, I'm like, 10 years,
Neil. Yeah, I've had shows like where I guess there wasn't an age limit and they brought their kid and I'm like halfway through my sex jokes and I look down and I'm like, what are you doing here? How old are you?
He's
like,
and the kid is probably frightened. Yeah. Like, why am I wearing clothes? Yeah.
We were doing Michigan and I did the tripod where it's like a twerking move. And like I was like twerking and I like look back and I see like a kid sitting there and I'm like, what are you doing here? Like, what are you doing here, young man? And I was like, how old are you? And he's like, 15. I was like, you don't have to drop your voice like that. I just, I twerked in front of you, Chris Hansen, about to walk through the door. I do not like this, all right?
He's like, you're way different. So what do you think is the biggest difference in when you first started versus today when it comes to your act?
Definitely more confident, more, I take my time more. I don't rush through anything. When I was first starting, I would always rush through a joke. If it wasn't hitting, I'd just rush through it, boom, 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 and try and get to the next one. And I always felt like the audience could pick up on that fear because the audience is there to laugh. And if they see you kind of like struggling, or it's going to make them feel
intuitive.
A type of...
They know
yes,
what's up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. So like now... I'm confident. I'm just up there. I'm telling my jokes. If it's not hitting, I'm still staying in the moment, and I'll call myself out like, all right, well, that didn't work. We'll move on to the next one. Whatever. Like,
which
I'm having
funny.
Fun.
And then you get the crowd back into it and laughing again. Do you talk about the difference, like you do on social media, of your Hispanic and white family on stage? Because I haven't been to a show. Ain't nobody invited me.
Do I have to? I have to personally invite you? Because you're the man. You're supposed to get the tickets.
You're about to make the date night.
It's like I'm not even here.
Sorry, hey, you got to be in
the corner. It's all good.
Dude. Yeah. To open the
that
show.
That was a great question. That was a great question. That's something I had in mind too.
White family versus Hispanic family. Do you do that on stage?
Yes. There's like the first 15 to 20 minutes is about that, and about like that and my dad. So my dad's my Hispanic side, and I talk about him and how he's crazy and a whole bunch of stuff. So
white side's your mom, obviously.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yep.
And I love when you do your tío, and then your aunt.
Yes.
Oh, you have the aunt from the other side.
Aunt Debbie.
Aunt Debbie.
Yes.
And then your tío, ¿cómo se llama? What's his name?
It's just tío, like my mom, tío. But like, it's based on my uncle Chris, my tío Chris. And that dude's a character. Like,
obviously.
Oh my gosh, that guy. He's so full of himself. Like, it's ridiculous.
Does
like,
he love it now?
The Machismo runs wild.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But, famous.
Yeah, he loves it. Like, if I take him out and he'll be like, oh, yeah, that's my nephew right there. Like, yeah. Like, no, I'm the tío. Like, all right, dude, calm down. Like, calm down.
And what about Aunt Debbie?
Aunt Debbie, she loves it too. Like, she's sweet because, like, Aunt Debbie's like a really sweet person. And I remember I did like a family vacation and she just so happened to be there like when my family was there. And we went out to lunch and we were talking and I was like, Aunt Debbie, we got to take a picture. And she's like, no, I don't want to do that because I don't know how people are going to, what if they say something? I was like, Aunt Debbie's like, yeah, fans, people love you.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't know. And then like my Uncle John was like, honey, just do it. Just take a picture with them. Let them post it. I posted it and she had all of these comments of like how much people love her. Oh my God, she's real. I love your Aunt Debbie. I love her.
And did like, you show her?
Yeah, so my Uncle John was like reading them to her because here's the funny thing, okay? My mom, years ago, when I was like doing like my calendar, because I would like take my shirt off and like do all the stuff, my mom made me block my Aunt Debbie.
Oh,
yeah.
She was embarrassed. yes. what you were doing. Yes. I don't want Aunt Debbie to know.
Yes, she was like,
I don't want to hurt Aunt Debbie's feelings.
Yes, block Aunt Debbie, block our pastor. I don't want them seeing any of this.
It's pretty important. Please don't let them know.
And so my mom calls me, like, when we're on vacation. She's like, hey, Aunt Debbie can't see your stuff. I was like, yeah, because you made me block her, Mom. And she was like, well, I was like, did you tell her that you made me block her? No, I didn't tell her. I was like, well,
not.
Mom, come on. Like, you're making me look bad here.
You're the bad guy.
So like, I had to go through and unblock her, and now she follows me. So.
It's funny you said that, because sharing family secrets and things that happen to us within our family has gotten us into a lot of trouble as well. But it's the most endearing thing, don't you think? Speaking the truth to the people who are following you.
Yes. No, definitely.
Is there anything embarrassing that your mom just hates that you disclose, or your dad even?
My dad doesn't care.
I know you ain't got no shame. Yeah. Your dad doesn't care either.
My dad doesn't care.
It's always the white side.
Yeah.
It's always the white side, I swear.
It's my mom, dude, 100%. I love her to death. She's the sweetest person I know. But she's always been like, I don't want to be in the social media. I don't want you to post me. Don't do anything. Like, just recently, she's been okay with, like, me putting her in certain, like, on my story. Yeah, not even itself, but she never wanted to be in skits. And I always give her a hard time. Like, see, Mom, you could be Aunt Debbie right now. You could be living it up. Oh, you know? Right? And it's funny because my dad's, like, super proud. Like, he tells everybody, like, oh, my son's a comedian, like, all this stuff, right?
Yeah.
And they were in San Antonio, and there was, like, some people there. And they're like, yeah, you know, Polar Bear Comedy? And some dude was like, oh, yeah, are you Aunt Debbie?
No.
And my mom was like, no, but we're his parents. And no, the guy goes, oh, okay.
We want Theo and Aunt Debbie. We don't care for the people that created him.
Right.
We know nothing.
And like,
about
my mom,
you.
Like, well, I just birthed the guy. You know what I'm saying? I birthed the guy, you know? Like.
So, do you have any aspirations to do movies? Netflix special, Hulu, something like that? Come on, man.
I would definitely do movies. I'm working on a comedy special, so we're doing like the whole tour, and then I'm going to be working on a comedy special to try and like shop to Netflix, Hulu, and see what happens. If not, then I'll do it myself. But
you got to do it yourself, because I think that you have enough fans now that it could pop off, and then maybe somebody picks it up later.
Yes.
But I just feel like you've grown so much, and you're such a genuine person and so real. That's why I wanted to talk about that specifically. It's very rare that you see someone who's working their way, you know, up the ladder, talk about how hard it is to climb those rungs, man.
Yeah.
It ain't easy. It's, you know, is, yeah.
Thank you, man.
So congratulations.
Throw a note out there too. Me and Automatic and Dana were talking about this too. When it comes to comedy and how some comedy, you just want to be able to leave a theater feeling good.
Yeah.
And that's what the audience gets when they come to a John Polar Bear Gonzalez show, is no matter what, when you leave that theater, no matter if you laugh more at the jokes he's talking about on the white side of the stuff or on the, you know, Hispanic side of the stuff, you're going to leave feeling good, and it's feel good comedy. And that's just one of my favorite things.
I can identify. It's just like listening to the Dana Cortez show.
There it is. Seriously. It's exactly what it's like.
John Polar Bear Gonzalez.
Yeah. Hey, thank y'all so much, man. Y'all are awesome.
We're back. We forgot to plug the show. You thought it was over, huh? Okay, let's talk about where you're going next. I mean, you've been all over, so let's plug.
Yeah, so I have actually a few shows.
He's pulling the phone out. That's how big he is.
Yeah. Dates, ladies and gentlemen.
We got some dates for sure. But if you go to polarbearcomedy.net, you can find all of my tour dates. We've already done the West Coast and Midwest, and we're doing the Southwest. But we are going to be, and we're doing a Northwest run, so we'll be in the Portland area, Seattle area, where else are we going? Boise, Idaho,
nice.
Montana. We're doing a whole East Coast run, so we'll be doing Florida, New York, Georgia, North Carolina, Virginia, Philadelphia. We're doing so many places, and it's just...
Are you excited? Oh,
it's amazing. It's so cool. And, like, I've literally, like, had to... It's funny because being on the road so much and doing these many shows, I've had to like eat right and work out, you know, because if not, I'm dead and I'm sluggish.
And traveling like that too, especially. What do you eat on the road that's healthy?
It just depends. Like, I'll have my days of messing up, you know? Like, I'll plan it out. Like, after this, we're going to Joe's Italian Ice because,
You're
I mean,
like,
we
I'm
just.
Getting it. Yeah,
yeah, we have to. Right? Like, we have. have to.
You have a tomato or something.
Right. Yeah. But I'll have my days. If I start feeling sluggish, I'm like, okay, I'm doing cardio only today. I'm fasting and I'm having a salad with chicken. And then I'm going back to whatever. You know what I'm saying? So, but I'll fill my body and I'm like, okay, this is what needs to happen. Because if not, I'm going to shut down. I'm going to die. So,
all right. PolarBearComedy.com.
Yeah, PolarBearComedy.net.
Oh, see.
We haven't made .com money yet, all right? We're still at the .net entry point, all right?
PolarBearComedy.net. Find out where he is. We love you. Thank you.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Ooh, Nicki Minaj and her barbs in a bit of trouble? Yes, I got this story and more. It's the best gossip, the Daily Dirt, brought to you by Indeed.com. Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
We got a few different influencers celebrating their birthday today. We got Taylor Holder celebrating his birthday, Tony Lopez, and great actor John Stamos celebrating his birthday.
Oh, I love him. Full House. All right, so let's talk about Young Thug. You know, he's in jail right now. He was supposed to perform at the State Farm Arena in Atlanta. At the Young Thug and Friends show, the promoter is suing him.
Yep. How can he sue him for being in jail?
Because you signed contracts.
He's missing dates, right? This happens a lot of times. Here they come. 6ix9ine, when he was locked up, got similar lawsuits. So they're going to start coming. These are going to start coming out.
Well,
more
he wants his $150,000 back that he gave to Thug, and his management won't return the money. Well, he's probably
he's entitled to that money back.
Yeah. No, I mean, you're the one who gave $150,000 to a guy named Young Thug. What? I don't know, buddy, if you guys are like...
Lesson learned! Lesson learned. All right, now we're going to talk about Cardi B. She has joined Drake and many others, including Tekashi 6ix9ine. You just talked about that. In the face tattoo category, Robinson De Los Santos, who is a famous tattoo artist in New York, posted a photo of Cardi, all in Espanol, because you know Cardi speaks Spanish. And it's a tattoo along her jawline. It's really small. I couldn't make it out. But hey, are we feeling this vibe? I mean, it's...
That's a tattoo along the jawline. What does it say? I don't cook, I don't clean, but this mouth is how I got the ring. That's what it is.
That's probably what it says, but in Spanish. All right, and then finally, Mattel is suing Rap Snacks, which is owned by Master P, one of the OGs in the hip-hop game, over Nicki Minaj barbecue honey truffle chips. Oh. Is this a fair suit? We call it the barbs.
It says Barbie on the packaging, and it's pink. Mattel has a case.
I'm going to join a lawsuit because they don't fill up their bags enough with enough chips, dude. They're selling us air on top of that, dude.
We're going to countersue. We need more chips. All right, we'll follow this closely and give you updates as the story develops.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
With the kiddos back in school, we're buying all the juice boxes. There's been a big recall of one of the most popular. Let's talk about it right now in food news. Hottest hashtags on your Friday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. the baked potato.
I'm so excited to talk about Crescencia Garcia. At age 101, more than 75 years after she served in World War II, she was just honored. She moved to New York from Puerto Rico. She wanted a better life, and then all of a sudden Pearl Harbor happened, and she joined the Army. And she was one of 855 women assigned to the first all-black female battalion in the Army. And here she is talking about her experience.
I couldn't go in there because I was black. I couldn't sit there to eat because I was black. Well, they were human beings, and they were sick. And I was there supposed to make them better. But I never looked at nobody's color.
I hate to hear that she went through that. Her granddaughter revealed she never even spoke to the family about her heroic service.
Oh, what?
It was only until she contracted COVID that she put a photo of her on Instagram that a general saw the unit and said, well, what is this? Started doing research and said, we have to honor this woman.
Oh, wow.
I know. And here's how she feels about America.
Proud to be an American born in Puerto Rico.
Proud to be an American. That's right, Crescencia. We honor you today. All right, now in food news, I'm sad to tell you Capri Sun is working overtime to remove their wild cherry drinks off of shelves. It appears they may have been contaminated with a cleaning solution used at one of their production plants.
Oh.
Otto, I agree. Yeah, this could have been a WTF, but I got to get this out to the parents. Capri Sun... I know they're just saying wild cherry, just to be safe as a mom. If I had Capri Sun in my pantry, it'd just be gone.
Damn.
Just wait till next month.
See, all the moms and then guys like myself who survive off a 10-pack of Capri Suns, dude. That hurts, bro.
Single men and moms, remove the Capri Sun from the pantries. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, we'll kick this one off with National Soft Serve Ice Cream Day.
McDonald's and Dairy Queen, we're taking a poll right now at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
All right, we got National Aviation Day because it is Orville Wright's birthday today.
Right, the Wright brothers invented the airplane.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we got National Bow Day, but we'll wrap it up on National Potato Day.
Ooh, what's your favorite way to consume a papa? Let me ask Anthony first. Automatic's ready to jump on my Anthony. Favorite way to consume a potato?
Mashed, of course.
Mashed. All right, DJ Automatic.
I like my potatoes with potatoes.
Oh!
Maybe with a little bit more potato on top of it.
Potato on potato
on
potato.
I'm the only guy that's going to get a mashed potato with a baked potato and then some fries on the side.
Oh, my gosh.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.